And then there's David Cameron. So, not a great deal of choice, really. Here's someone who doesn't appear to have aged at all in the last few years. Appears to have some portrait of him in an attic, getting horribly disfigured somewhere. I don't know. He's like some laminated avatar of a weasel. I can't figure him out. And every time I see him and any of the Tories, I just expect to hear this music. Embodiment of unremittingly cruel moustache twirling villains. Especially people in hospitals.
They're coming!
Driving a big comedy bulldozer. We don't need hospitals, tear them down. Put up some luxury flats. It's well known that blood congeals in the presence of luxury. My local hospital is being demolished and it's going to be replaced with an app. And you download it and it shows you a map of where to get dock leaves in the area. It's just a 24-hour outdoor Savlon dispenser. Good luck, you know. They are unremittingly cruel. Bedroom tax, that's a bit harsh, isn't it? Taxing things you don't use that often, like big spoons or turmeric or your initiative.